descended from his stiff collar. He and his partner were always on this corner. He prodded the corner of her backpack with the stock of his rifle. Anne-Marie trembled.
"What is in here?" he asked loudly.
From the corner of her eye, she saw the shopkeeper move quietly back into the shadows of the doorway, out of sight. "School books," she answered truthfully.
"Are you a good student?"
the soldier asked. He seemed to be sneering. "Yes."
"What is your name?"
Anne-Marie Johansson.
"Your friend? Is she a good student, too?"
He was looking beyond her at Ellen, who hadn't moved. Anne-Marie looked back, too, and saw that Ellen's face, usually rosy-cheeked, was pale, and her dark eyes were wide. She nodded at the soldier. "Better than me," she said.
"What is her name?"
"Ellen."
"And who is this?"
he asked, looking to Anne-Marie's side. Kirsty had appeared there suddenly, scowling at everyone. "My little sister?" She reached down for Kirsty's hand, but Kirsty, always stubborn, refused it and put her hands on her hips defiantly. The soldier reached down and stroked her little sister's short, tangled curls. "Stand still, Kirsty," Anne-Marie ordered silently, praying that somehow the obstinate 5-year-old would receive the message. But Kirsty reached up and pushed the soldier's hand away.